Hello and welcome to part 8 of creating custom content management systems, which is like the bare bones and the basics and the fundamentals on how to create a system sort of like Joomla or WordPress from scratch to give you ultimate control over design and layout of the website. Alright, so when we last left off, we were in Dreamweaver discussing the create new page functionality and the parsing script that would parse the new page's information into the MySQL database for us. Now we're going to be discussing the edit existing page form here and how that all works. So let's first look at this form. Here we have a form that's wrapped up right there, or the whole thing. This form has, like I discussed in part 7, has the return validate form JavaScript function going on, to where they have to submit a number into that field or some value into that field before they press the edit button. This button, before they press that button, they have to enter a value there or they'll get the JavaScript alert. The same for the delete page form there. Okay, and now we send the values to editpage.php, and let's discuss that now. It's that simple. We just give them a little field and a button. They put the number in the field and then that page comes up. So here we go to editpage.php. When they click the button, that's what's brought up. Here we check for the admin check again to make sure they're logged in as admin with the session. And here we have another PHP block that starts the parsing. Not the parsing, but the request to gather the existing data for that page out of the database to throw onto the fields here. See how we're echoing the data into those fields? First, we have to gather it from the database according to the ID that is sent into that field or sent to the page. And what we do is we run the same filter that makes sure it's nothing but a number in that ID, in that page ID, because it only should be a number. And then we connect to our database. Now, after we connect to the database, we can then run the query in the database according to or referring the PID number, the page ID number. Once we gather the page title, we select the page title, link label, and page body from the pages table where ID equals page ID, PID, limit 1. And then we run the query, and after we run the query, we run a while loop on the result set. And in the while loop, we can access the rows in the database and then put those into local PHP variables here. And for the page body, I just remove one of the break tags to make it render correctly, and you'll see why. If you comment this out and run your system for a little while, you'll notice your system is putting extra break tags in things, and it could be due to the way I filter things, but it's just fine. This works great for me and all my systems. And this is only really necessary if you're not using a JavaScript WYSIWYG editor or a Flash WYSIWYG editor, because you can have your users input any kind of tags or whatever they want, and the WYSIWYG itself will convert all of that by default into HTML encoded, or HTML entities rather. So you really don't have to worry about it, and they all have all those good conversion systems for making the entities that somebody would enter in into HTML entities. Okay, so after we get all the data we need, then we free the result set. And then the HTML part of the page runs down and displays all the page data. And that's what we'll be looking at. Let's go to the home terminator. And if we go to edit existing page, say we put page 2, then it's gives us all of that information. So this is that point we're at in the script, where things are automatically thrown into the fields according to which ID is set. Okay? And then we have a validate form function in JavaScript here in the head once again to make sure that they put in, where is that? Let's close that one. To make sure they put in all three of these fields. And so that function makes it to where they can't remove any of the data. So say they tried to remove the link label or the title. You see? They get that JavaScript alert. Okay. So once they, that JavaScript alert will not run. So once they get all of the data in and they press submit, then they go to page edit parse.php. That's where this form is posting to. So we go to page edit parse.php here, and let's explain that to you. The first line is, and I write up top, you may want to obtain the referring site name that this post came from for security purposes here, which I also wrote in the page new parse for making new pages. It's on top of that one too. You might want to make sure that the referring script is the actual script that it's supposed to be and not coming from somebody else's server, because sometimes people hack systems like that. If they know what your parsing script is, which they can see if they look in the source code, then they can post to that parsing script all the variables that your form would from another website. So you sometimes want to make sure that it's coming from your website posted variables. Okay, and I'm not going to show you how to do that because I got things to do. Busy. Alright, so what we're going to do here is grab all the variables that are coming from that form. And in that form, we're sending a hidden variable this time of PID. And it has a name, PID. So when we get that variable here, because we access it up top, remember? Right there? So we have it available in our page, and we just send it. So we send the page title, link label, and the page body again. And this time we send the PID with it. So we know, and our script knows which ID in the database to update all of this data. So here we run that the filter function on it again, and conversion to HTML special chars, which all this wouldn't be necessary if you have the WYSIWYG, a JavaScript WYSIWYG editor or a Flash WYSIWYG editor. I'm just going to keep mine standard and not apply a WYSIWYG to it, but I'm going to show you how you can apply one to yours, or talk you through it at least. Let's see. So here we go to, after we run the filter functions on it, all we do is we gather the posted variables into local PHP variables. Then we run the filter function on it again, like we did in part 7. And then we connect to the database. Then we use MySQLi query and our connection to run this SQL syntax on our database. So we update the pages table set. Set is kind of like, you can translate that to field. So update pages set page title equals new page title data, link label equals the new link label data, and page body equals the new page body data that the person wanted to edit. And last modified is equal to now, so we can know in the database when this page was last modified. Okay, so, and the last thing is a where clause that says where ID equals this page's ID, and that's how that works. And then we have the MySQLi error ready to go in case something's wrong in the query. And if nothing's wrong in the query, then it will echo out to the page, operation completed successfully, and give them a link back to the index of the admin center. Then you exit your script. Happy day. So that's how you edit pages when they press edit existing page here. It's just those two scripts involved, really. So now let's discuss the delete page. This is very simple, very small. Okay, so when the admin is on the home page of the admin center, and they click, or they want to use the little form here for deleting a page, it works very similar to the way this one works, where they have to put in a number here, and if they don't, they get the JavaScript alert warning box come up. And so once they put in one they want to delete, You might want to put in a buffer page. When they press delete, you might want to make a page that says, are you sure you want to delete this title, this body? You show them the title and the body of the page that they're about to delete, and then they can confirm deletion. I'm not showing you how to do that. I'm just showing you how to delete it out of the database. You would have to build your little gateway page to the deletion if you wanted to, because a lot of the times your client might put the wrong number in there and zap out a page he really wants to keep. Then he'll get pissed at you, or they'll get pissed at you because they're stupid and put in the wrong number. So what you want to do is make sure you get a buffer page in there maybe. And let's go into the code view and see where we're going with this. This also runs the return valid date, like I said, the JavaScript function up top. And the action is page delete parse.php. Let's open that page up. Page delete parse.php. Okay, here is page delete parse.php, which all of this is going to be included in the free source package, the zip download that I create. And I write up top again, you may want to obtain referring site name that this post came from for security purposes here. Exit the script if it is not from your site and script. So what we do is we grab that posted ID that came from the index page here. When they put it in, the ID of the one they want to delete. And they send that to this page, which this might come from your gateway buffer page. But what you do is you send the ID here to this delete script, and then you include your database connect function there, or include your database connect file, connect to your database, and simply run the query with this SQL. Delete from pages table where ID equals this page's ID, and then or die MySQLi error. So if something goes wrong, you get the MySQLi error. And if nothing goes wrong, you'll get echo out page has been deleted successfully. Click here for the index, and they go back to the admin homepage. And that's how it works. Like I said, in my system here, this simple demo that's just a tutorial, there's no buffer page, there's no gateway, there's no cushion page to where once they put in a number into my system here and they press delete, it's gone. No matter what it is, there's no confirmation page. You might want to put that in. It's a good idea. You gotta have stuff like that, because a lot of times we make mistakes, you know? Simple mistakes. Alrighty, I think that's everything. That shows the last little bit. Yep. So, now all we need to know is when we go to create new page, next step is all we need to know is what WYSIWYG editors we can get for free, and I'll show you exactly where to implement the WYSIWYG editors. Okay, that will be part 9, and we'll see you there.